Dedication to Giuseppe Lucconi and Mario Pasquinelli, illustrious citizens who are part of the history of Jesse. Preface. Jesse, the birthplace of Emperor Frederick II of Swabia, returns being the stage of the adventures of the young scholar Lucia Baleani in the second episode of the trilogy, The Printer. Love and death, esotericism and reason, good and bad, these are just some of the ingredients that give rhythm to this new investigation, focused on the mysterious disappearance of the bronze crown, once placed above the rampant lion of the mane of Jesse's palaces, that of the Signora. With skillful alchemy, Vignaroli intertwines past and present through the parallel events of the protagonists of the present day and of the Romanimous ancestors. An attractive lady and haughty regent of the Iacina Republic, Lucia Baldeschi is divided between the obligations of reason of state and the love for the fugitive knight, the brave leader, Andrea Franciolini. Between history and legend, the action ranges from the severe buildings and dark secret passages of a subterranean Jesse to the open countryside of its earldom, populated by shepherds and monks by day, and animated by magical rites during the moonlight. Then there are the palace intrigues, the feuds between the lords, and the battles, those amongst armies and against pirates, from Urbino and Senigallia, up to some of the most suggestive gorges of the Apennines. Places and distinctive features of an era, the 16th century, characterized by lights and shadows, divided between the cult of reason and the practice of esotericism, and of which the characters of the novel are the faithful mirror, in demeanor as well as in strengths and weaknesses. In their footsteps, between sensational discoveries and brilliant intuitions, the quarrelsome lovers, Lucia and Andrea, of the 21st century Jesse, will come to the truth in the sign of timeless love. Marco Torcoletti. Premise. After the first episode of the series, The Printer, here I am to present you the sequel, the second story. At the end of the Shadow of the Bell Tower, I had deliberately left several windows open to possible development of the next plot. Bernardino, the printer, lies in desperate conditions in a room in the Santa Lucia Hospital. Cardinal Baldeschi has died suddenly and has left the city government vacant. Will young Lucia Baldeschi finally take the reins of the government and prevent Jesse from falling into the hands of enemies who have always been pressing? Of course, she cannot leave the government in the hands of four corrupt nobles, or worse, entrusted to the papal legate sent by the Pope. But Lucia is a woman, and it's not easy for her to assume roles of power traditionally entrusted to men. And what will happen to Andrea, her love, after escaping the gallows and having vanished in the Mount of Mancino? Will he return to the scene to help his beloved? Or will controversial events lead him to other shores? And we also have to remember the parallel story, that of the scholar Lucia Baleani, our contemporary, who perhaps has finally found the love of her life, which will lead her by the hand to discover, together with the reader, new secret arcana. In short, the elements are all there to face a reading that will again lead us through the alleys, squares, and palaces of a splendid city in the Marche region, famous throughout the world for being the birthplace of Emperor Frederick II, Jesse. Enjoy the reading. Stefano Vignaroli. Chapter 1. Bernardino had reopened his eyes after days and days of unconsciousness. Though the room was in semi-darkness, he was dazzled by the light and white of the room. A small, bare room with white walls, no paintings, no frescoes on the ceiling, not even the company of a shelf with books. He thought he had already arrived to paradise, but the excruciating pains he felt all over